You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, for those of you that take Ambien or Zolpidem, you are not going to like hearing this study. Apparently, a study out of China is saying people who take Ambien or Zolpidem could be increasing their risk of a cardiac episode by as high as 50%. Do sleeping medications cause heart attacks? We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about a study in little mice, that hints at plastics being BPA being more a culprit of prostate cancer than we think. Not sure what we drink out of. If we're supposed to avoid aluminum and we're supposed to avoid plastic, I guess we're supposed to just drink out of our hands. We're going to talk about that. Sticky balls. Okay? Sticky balls is a treatment that may help stop the spread of cancer. It is not a urological condition. It is a new cancer treatment. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how the swine flu is back and unfortunately has been taking lives. We have heard of some deaths in California. We need to discuss that. Then I guess there's a smart bed that's going to be on the market soon. A multiple $1,000 smart bed that is supposed to solve insomnia. Is it worth the multiple thousands of dollars? We'll see. So as you can see, we've got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I want to open with this email. And by the way, for those of you who have noticed that my website changed, it's still the same website address, drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com, or doctor spelled out, DOCTORDAHLIA, DALIAH, at hotmail.com. You can send me your questions there. But he only leaves his initials N.B. He says, Dahlia, my wife just revealed to me that she is bisexual. She has been having a sexual relationship with her bestie for years now. I hate that term, bestie. And came clean just now. She says she loves me and wants to continue our relationship while seeing her girlfriend. How does an open marriage work? Can it work because she's not sleeping with another man? Wow. I don't know. Boy, that's a tough one. I believe that people could love more than one person at a time. Okay? I believe that she could love you and her girlfriend. I believe that. Okay? What I don't know is, will a bisexual prefer one more than the other? Okay? I mean, you know, it's hard. You know, if I'm heterosexual, so I don't really know how that would work. I only know that I prefer guys, and I don't see how I would prefer something equally, right? But a bisexual may be 50-50. I don't know. Okay? I can't sit here as a doctor say this is how a bisexual feels. I think it really depends on the relationship. You know, there are people who have chosen partners that may not be as good in bed as previous partners, but everything else seems to click. So there may be a lot of advantages for her to still stay with you, and there may still be a lot of attractive elements to you. Just because she's bisexual doesn't mean she's not attracted to you. She could still be very, very attracted to you. Where I get nervous about any sort of quote-unquote open marriage is, one is it violates the Bible, and so, of course, I'm not allowed to give biblical advice, but for me, that would never be something that I would consider because I want to go to heaven, okay? I don't want to be shot with a bolt of lightning. But the other thing, too, is it's the idea that it's not a closed unit. You know, the reason why a marriage exists and family exists is because there's supposed to be a unit there. Yes, you could invite other people into your unit. You could open up the walls, all right? You know, like little receptors on your cell wall. But you and your wife are the mitochondria, and the family is the nucleus. You get that? We've talked about mitochondria and nuclei and meiosis and mitosis. Good. You got all that? Excellent. And another member could possibly cause it to be a little dysplastic. See, I could cut it now. That dysplastic doesn't work. All right. So my only concern is if there is a fight in your marriage or there's an issue, yeah, everybody goes to their bestie or they call their mother, which is really damaging. You do not want your wife calling her mother when you guys have a fight. But if there's somebody else who is offering a nest for your partner or your spouse, that's where the marriage could be in trouble. So, I mean, do I have patients who sleep with multiple people and they have an open relationship and the marriage lasts? Yeah. I can think of a couple right now. They've been doing it for years. And they say their marriage is fine. Their marriage is strong. Freaks the hell out of me, you know. And they get freaked out because every now and then they're in here, you know, getting STD testing. But my only concern is she going to be with you in sickness and in health till death do you part? So having a partner whose heart is with somebody else already puts the marriage at multiple risks, and marriage already has enough stressors. So my suggestion would be to at first have your threesome maybe see a marriage counselor, and then you and your wife see a marriage counselor. But be honest, because if this is just riding you and burning you a new one, you can't live like that. I couldn't. I couldn't, you know, and again, I'm not telling you to divorce her just because I couldn't live with that, but obviously you're having some concerns, and you should. You really should. And then, is your okaying somebody coming into the marriage, is that going to okay somebody new? What if she breaks up with this woman? It's ridiculous. I'm not a fan of hers right now. I'm not, in terms of asking you to still, you know, keep the marriage. She needs to choose. Okay, and if she can't choose, go to a marriage counselor and see what your options are. But it makes you nervous. Now, are people allowed to come out and find who they want to? Absolutely. I mean, I can't tell you how many people have come out to their wives saying, look, I'm gay. I mean, I want to still stay married to you with the kids. But this is, and, you know, some people, they're able to make this work. But in terms of you thinking that you would have the marriage of your dreams, I want you to be realistic about that, okay? Because if somebody's heart is with somebody else, whether it's another man, another woman, Viggo Mortensen, the marriage could be in trouble. Not Viggo Mortensen. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
But we travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back. Thank you all for tuning in. I know, I am trying to text and broadcast at the same time. I had to text one of my bosses and radio, one of my affiliate directors. So, you know what, when it comes to talking to the boss, okay, you definitely have to kind of clear your desk, even if you're on air, deal with the boss, and then move on. So, I dealt with the boss, we're all good. Okay, so, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network, my main boss, who rocks, and them putting my show out there coast to coast, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Remember, you can follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and follow me on Facebook. Alright, really quickly, I don't know if I was mumbling my words, when I had said I'm not a fan before the break, I was talking about I'm not a fan of a marriage with multiple partners. That's what I'm not a fan of. Okay? All right? I am a total fan of Viggo Mortensen. All right? Don't want anybody to mistake that. All right. So let's talk about this study that is scaring the hell out of a lot of us. Ambien being linked to heart attack risk. Now, a lot of you live by vitamin A and or vitamin Z, Zolpidem, which is the generic form. And so a study like this is scaring the living daylights out of you. And let's just kind of walk through it just really quickly so nobody freaks out, okay? Experts in China say taking 60 pills of Ambien, now not at the same time, okay, But having had taken about 60 pills of Zolpidem, which would be 2 months straight, could increase your risk of a heart attack by up to 50%. Now, Sanofi, who makes Ambien, is like, what? That they really like, they're like, what? You see, with the, you know how they do that with the voice, but it's not like, what? It was like this, like, what? That's what they said. And I don't blame them, okay, because that's kind of huge, all right? And the reason why I don't blame Sanofi for having that what type of, you know, comment is because my voice changes like that. But number two is I've had patients that have been on Ambien for years, and none of them have died of a heart attack. So let me just tell you guys to just hold the phone. But, okay, you need to hold the phone in the other direction, because remember about a year and a half ago, there was a study that came out saying those people who took as little as 4 sleeping medications a month were at risk for early death. That's once a week. And we're talking even the over-the-counter. They noticed that people who died before their time were more inclined to have been people who took sleeping aids, whether it was the pharmaceutical sleeping aids or the over-the-counter sleeping aids. So the reason why we can't blow this off completely is because this isn't the first time we've heard of a link between people requiring sleeping medications and early death. So from what I understand, this was carried out by experts at China Medical University in Taiwan. And this is the first one to actually link Zolpidem or Ambien with specific cardiovascular problems. Now, of course, Sanofi says we've never seen any cardiac issues, but I guess what they did is they looked at heart attack victims and found that the numbers were higher among those who had taken the Zolpidem. I guess in the UK, it's called Stilnoct, US Ambien, right? Zolpidem is the ingredient. For those of you taking Ambien generic, it's Zolpidem. I've taken Ambien when I gave birth. I don't know why. I think she gave it to me. Oh, you know why? I wasn't sleeping and I was getting migraines. And I was afraid to take migraine medicine, so she gave me some Ambien. I still have the prescription, like back from 2002. I need to throw it out. I don't take it, so I still have most of the prescription left. But I would get a good night's sleep and I wouldn't get a headache. And I looked at that Ambien as, whoa. And I remember trying Ambien in residency when we got samples. We weren't supposed to do this, but the residents wanted to know actually what the medicine did, because patients were saying it doesn't make you groggy. And in medical school, you don't get to try each and every medication. Okay, I have no idea what some of these prostate medications feel like when you take them, because I'm not supposed to be taking prostate medications to see how it works. Right? I don't have a prostate. And I noticed that I was scared to death of taking the Ambien when I first took it. So I remember just taking a couple little flakes off of it, and boom, I was asleep in 10-15 minutes. Scary stuff. I was like, whoa. But I overcame my fear, and I prescribed it to patients, and my patients seemed to like it, but I was a little nervous about how good it worked. Okay? Then you start to hear people say, well, you know, it works too good, and I'm getting up in the middle of the night after sleeping for 4 or 5 hours, and I'm now sleepwalking, or I'm driving my kids to school. So we all freaked out. Sanofi came out with Ambien CR, which is a dual-coated, such that once the first coating and the first part gets metabolized, the second core then starts to get metabolized, so it would keep you asleep. And so the Ambien CR allowed people to then stay asleep the whole night, because the other one was working too quickly and finishing too quickly. But again, my big concern is, you know, if you're having trouble sleeping in your 30s or in your 40s, what happens when you're in your 50s and 60s? I mean, how long are you going to be taking these medications? And I can't tell you how many of my patients now are on Ambien or Lunesta or Sonata or just something on a regular basis every night. Nobody tries to fall asleep by themselves. I wouldn't be surprised if there could be something kooky going on. Now, the scientists presented their findings at the world's biggest cardiology conference in Dallas, Texas. They say further and wide-reaching investigation into side effects need to be done. They had looked at 5,000 heart attack victims with 20,000 healthy adults, and they found the higher rate of heart attacks among those who took Zolpidem. Now, let's stop and go, well, wait a second. Who usually requires sleeping medication to that degree? Well, think about it. Type A. All right, I mean, you know, I mean, type A people could be more risk for heart attack. Type A people may not be able to sleep well. People taking speed, right? I mean, who were these people that had heart attacks? If you take speed or cocaine or uppers, and then to go to sleep, you need to take a downer. That could be it. You know, we've talked about when you diet. If ever I diet and I decide to eat a really, really light dinner, okay, you know, low carbs, and then I get a little hypoglycemic at night. Well, hypoglycemia causes your glucagon to kick in to make sugar and your epinephrine to kick in. Well, when I'm dieting, my epinephrine is up, and I have a hell of a time sleeping when I'm dieting. That's an issue. So maybe people doing rapid dieting, right, could be a problem. You have the epinephrine kick in. What if this has to do with sleep apnea? For those who are joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I don't have to do all the talking. Call in whenever you want with your questions, comments, concerns, 1-877-362-3254. But another theory I have is, what about sleep apnea? Right? The reason why you wake up in sleep apnea and you're going, you know, and then you wake up because you can't breathe is because your body is trying to save your life by waking you up so you breathe. Well, if you are sedated, maybe you're not getting the air you need and you're at more risk for heart disease. I get so gosh darn peed off when, you see, I know that was a close one. I could have thrown three cuss words in there and I did it. I get so ticked when patients come to me telling me they need their Ambien because they have sleep apnea. I go, what? Then I go, what? Then I go, that. I say, what? And I do it exactly like that. Because I don't want you sedating yourself and putting yourself under so your body doesn't have the chance to save your life by waking you up so you breathe. That's ridiculous. You're going to be at more risk for a heart attack. So do I believe that sleeping agents, I'm not saying heart attack. I'm not saying Ambien per se. But do I believe that sleeping medications could be linked to death and heart attack? I can believe that. And it's pretty concerning to me, especially since I can't tell you how many of my patients, and I always say, look, I don't want to write this for you long term. I need to get you in with a sleep specialist. No, I don't want a sleep specialist because they don't write the sleeping medications. Aha! I got to tell you, I could get people into a gynecologist or a urologist or a proctologist a hell of a lot easier than I could get my patients into a sleep specialist, because most of these sleep specialists will not write for you the hypnotics. Think about it. Why not? Now, I remember years ago, the package insert, and I read package inserts on Ambien, said the FDA does not recommend you taking it more than 7 to 10 days. So I was writing Ambien for only 7 to 10 days. Boy, did I get nasty reviews from patients. I'm spending all this money, and Dr. Dahlia is only giving me 10 pills. And I had showed them. I had said, the FDA says, no, you can't. And one patient decided to take me to the medical board. So he calls up the medical board and he sends a letter that I would not give him a full prescription. Medical board asks me, what is he talking about? And for me to respond, I send them a copy of the package insert. And they said, look, you're not supposed to be taking this more than 7 to 10 days. Later, the rules changed a little bit. This was like years ago. But maybe that should still stand. No more than 7 to 10 days. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll talk more about this. Don't go away.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, since many of you now are freaked out about taking sleeping medication, and again, I don't want you freaked out about taking sleeping medication. I just don't want you taking it day after day after day. I had a patient that called my office this morning, ticked again. I know some of you guys are like, damn, Dahlia, you really tick off your patients a lot. Well, I don't mean to. I had given a patient 30 pills of their sleeping medication, and they called demanding that they get another refill, but it's less than 30 days. And I don't, you know, when it's a controlled substance, I don't write refills. And I told him I'm not the doctor he should be seeing for multiple refills and prescriptions. And, you know, it's interesting because, you know, I tell patients they could, I'm not going to be insulted. You know, if there's a doctor that you want, and I don't say it like this, you know, I mean, what I say it really nice. I'm like, look, if there's another doctor that you could get to easier, that are able to handle your prescription needs better, please, not if, you know, I will not be offended. Go and see them. What I'm really saying, if you could find another doctor that doles out your pills like the way you want to, like a Pez dispenser, all the power to you, but it ain't happening here. And the funny thing is these patients can't find another doctor that does that either. All right, doctors are clamming up. They are tightening up their butt cheeks because already we're taking it up the sigmoid too much. I think there was an article ripping on doctors saying we're not addressing your alcohol issues. like we should, just blow it out your ear. We discuss, we address everything we're supposed to in the 35 seconds we are allowed, all right, based on the way the insurances are reimbursing us. Now, mind you, I'll spend more than the 35 seconds, despite what people claim. But still, I mean, you know, we're covering as much as we can, but we're only doctors, for crying out loud. We're only people, all right? I'm not Wonder Woman. I may look like Wonder Woman, but I'm human, all right? There's only so much I can do. I'm supposed to tell you that you're fat. I'm supposed to tell you that you drink too much. I'm supposed to tell you that you're on too many sleeping medications, that you're on too much blood pressure medications, that you're eating too much, that you're taking in too much carbs, that you're ordering too much blood work, that you should be ignoring your PSA, that you shouldn't be getting your pap smear every year, that you shouldn't be, getting mammograms and all these tests done on a regular basis, and that you should be signing up for Obamacare. I don't have the time to do that when that's not what you're in here for. Well, I'm going to see you for what you need. All right, I am going to do what I was trained to do. I'm the one that went to medical school. I'm the one that went to medical school, not the legislatures, not Obama. I'm the one that went to medical school. I'm the one you're coming to for some medical advice. I am going to give you my medical advice, and if it includes a mammogram, yes, I'm going to order a mammogram. If it includes you being evaluated by a urologist because I think you may have a very rapidly rising PSA, I'm going to tell you to do it. I understand I may not be able to practice in the next couple years. I get that. I know I have a huge target on my back. I know. All right, but this is what I'm trained to do. I cannot go to sleep at night telling you, nah, you know, you don't have to get your skin cancer screen. No, you don't need, you need to go on insulin instead of these more expensive medications. I can't, I mean, I want to tell you what I think you need because that's my training. Okay, and I have saved lots of lives. I'm not sitting here to pat myself on the back. I am very proud of the education I received, and I credit the lives I've saved to the schools I trained at and to God. And there is no way I'm going to start to change because we have an administration and we have a new healthcare environment that is urging me to change. Now, mind you, a lot of doctors are losing their business, and they have to join big groups. And when you join big groups, many times you have to practice a certain way. I am not looking forward to that day. And anybody who wants me to join that group, and I'm sure not many people are going to be breaking down the door for that to happen, all right, they're going to have to realize that I'm going to practice medicine my way. If you're having headaches, some tingling, a twitch that doesn't go away, I am going to be a little nervous and recommend that you either get an MRI of the head or you have a neurologist take a peek at you. Dr. Dahlia, be a doctor and manage it yourself. How the hell am I supposed to manage it myself? Right, just throw pain pills at the headache? No, I don't want to just throw pain pills at the headache. So I'm a little frustrated with the system, and I'm a little frustrated with people's critique of us doctors and what we're doing and what we're not doing enough of. Right? I understand alcohol is a big issue, and we'll talk about the story in the next hour, how many of you drink more than you think. So when you tell a doctor you're drinking just a couple drinks a week, it's probably more like, you know, 15 drinks a week. So I understand there's that underestimation. And I understand doctors need to take the time with the patients. Right? But if you're not going to reimburse a doctor, and he's got rent to pay, and malpractice, and staff to feed, and workers' comp, and supplies, and all the other bullcrap, boy, does everybody take their piece. Everybody takes their piece. Why am I spending $4.50 on a box of gloves, on one box? Then you're going to have to realize that we're not going to be able to only see four patients a day. We are going to have volume. And, you know, you can only complain. Boy, this is so hard to not cuss. You can only gripe at what us doctors are doing for so long until many of us say, you want to know what? I made more money waiting tables and tending bar, which I did, by the way. Miss those tips. But I love what I do, and I want to help you. It's not your fault. It's not your fault all this is happening. You're the patient. It's not your fault at all. And you're the ones getting screwed. I really feel bad for you guys. All right, but get this. You could buy an $8,000 bed that may help you with insomnia so you don't have to take the sleeping pills. Yeah. CES 2014 that's occurring right now in Vegas. Yeehaw! There's a bed maker. I guess the bed maker Sleep Number is debuting its cutting-edge $8,000 dual-side bed. This tracks your sleeping patterns, and you could even talk to the bed. I don't know if it vibrates. I don't know. I don't think that really matters. Although I am hearing that it does massage. Hold on a second. I have another. Hold on a second. I think there may be a massage. All right. Let me see. They say that it measures your breathing, your heart rate, and movement to analyze you and your partner's sleeping patterns. They say firmness and elevation can be adjusted by remote control or via voice commands. And the mattress can also massage sleepers, massage the back, okay, back. It was created by U.S.-based firm Select Comfort. They make mattresses with adjustable firmness as well as, I'd like my breasts to be more firm. Do they have something that'll do that? As well as air mattresses. Any data collected by the sensors is sent wirelessly to a smartphone app, and sleepers are given a sleep IQ score. The app then gives tailored advice and tips on how to sleep better, along with which firmness and elevation levels will work best, each with color-coded graphs that track progress. Ooh, fancy. Listen, I know I sleep like crap, and I know I sleep like crap because I have two dogs and three cats, and it is impossible to get comfortable on my bed. Yesterday, the fat cat kept smacking me in the face with her big, huge tail. Now, of course, I'm going to line the cats up, and I'm going to see who admits to it, all right, even though I know gosh darn well who it was. All right? And then the other cat decides to clean himself next to me, and of course, they're really loud when they do that because I guess they dig and they snort. You know, I thought my husband having his snoring problem was an issue. It's the animals. I'm sick of it. And then, of course, animals fart, so you really can't breathe, you know, throughout the night as well as you'd like to. So I don't think I need a mattress for this, but I guess if you say sleep number firmer, your mattress will become firmer. You could also watch TV. You could elevate the bed. I got to tell you what I like about this. I love the idea of elevating the bed. I don't know if I love it $8,000 worth, but many of you guys that have reflux where you have the acid reflux and the acid is coming up and then it's irritating your lungs and it's irritating your esophagus, I urge you all to raise the bed 45 degrees. So I tell you guys to put some textbooks. I have old medical textbooks under my bed. Right, so yeah, no, they were red. They were red. You don't think I read my medical textbooks? But you know, so you elevate the bed. But the problem is, you know, your pathology book versus your biology book versus your sexual anatomy book. They're different sizes, so it's not even. Wonder Woman. I tell you, man, I am Wonder Woman. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. Love it, Brad. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Time fighting for your rights and the old red, white, and blue. Wonder Woman.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, I talk about insomnia a lot on the show, and we're going to change the subject soon. But just as a quick reminder, all right, some of the latest things we've discussed, you know, for insomnia, you know, everybody knows about the tryptophan and, drinking, warm milk and maybe having a turkey sandwich before you go to bed and lavender and things like that. But I want to leave you guys with the newest, you know, sort of approach to insomnia is changing your bedtime ritual to shutting down all the lights and the LED and the Candy Crush and all the stimuli your retina is getting, and do not get into the habit of being on medication to get you to sleep. I think the reason why we have a country full of insomniacs right now is because we stopped working to sleep. All right, getting to sleep. And I mean, remember counting sheep? Nobody counts sheep anymore. Even on Sesame Street, they taught us to count sheep. They didn't tell us to go for the downers on Sesame Street. You would think they would, but they didn't. All right, Ernie was counting sheep, or Bert was counting sheep, or they was counting pigeons or something. All right, we used to put a little work into things. We used to put a little bit more work into our marriage. We used to put a little bit more work into friendships. Into family, I'm just as guilty, right? You know, my brother had some good news, right? Passing the bar, and he passed the patent bar as well, right? I mean, did I call him to congratulate him right away? I called him today, but no, I sent him a text. Well, that's kind of cold. I mean, I sent him a text saying, good job, I love your brother, ah. You know, for you being a lawyer, it's okay, I'm not going to kick you out of the family, all right? You could still be good folk. You know, just don't go to the dark side. I mean, I still sent him a loving text, but really, I could do better than that. I called him anyway, but did I call him right away? No. Okay, what about my husband? Okay, I mean, do I, you know, call him and say, look, I just called, you know, to say I love you? I just called to say I love you. Remember that song? What was that? The 1980s, right? In the 1980s, you would call to say I love you. We don't do that now. What do we do if we want to show any form of emotion to our spouses? We text them an XOXO. Now, what the hell type of demonstrative emotional display is that? It's not. I'm not demonstrating emotion with XOXO. I'm demonstrating that I'm too busy to call my husband and tell him I love him, and I'm hoping that two letters in the alphabet will do the job for me. No. Okay, I mean, we're all guilty. We're just not putting work into things. Some of us are doing multiple hours a week on radio without actually prepping for their show. I mean, who would even think of doing something like that? But that's what's happening this day and age. I don't know who would do that. I would find that type of broadcaster to be a horrible broadcaster. But I hear that could happen. Right, in theory. So I urge everybody to just realize that things take a little work. If you want to lose weight and you want to keep your body in good shape, there's not going to be a pill for that. All right, we're trying to make a pill. Lord knows. By the way, in the next hour, we need to talk about how some of these weight loss companies are being sued for false claims that they're causing weight loss when they're not. Okay, everything takes work. Now, what we as a society are not tolerating is how some groups may require more work than others. I see a lot of patients who genetically, they are more heavy and have slower metabolism. And that stinks because they need to work 5 times as hard as the average person. And that does suck. Okay, I'm one of those people, too, where I have to work so much harder than the average person to stay skinny. Yeah, it blows, but it doesn't mean you go to the pills. All right. We want to go to pills for everything. Same thing for sleep. And so one researcher suggested, let's just shut down all the lights, shut down all the crap that's going on in the house. Maybe have candlelight. Let the melatonin. I mean, your body knows how to fall asleep. Your body knows how to do that. Okay. Everybody goes, oh, no, I've genetically had an issue with my melatonin. Well, then work with your melatonin. Okay, it doesn't mean you gotta pop melatonin, just work with it. See a sleep specialist. These guys know sleep. There are ways to get your sleep cycle. There are. To get your sleep cycle back. But it's going to take work, and it may take a couple hours a day. Some of you brush your teeth half-assed. I know you do. All right. Do you know you're supposed to be brushing your teeth for a pretty long time, at least a couple minutes, massaging the gums, etc., and that should be at least 3 times a day. No. Yes. They're your teeth, for crying out loud. You guys spend more time on your hair and on your cars than you do your body. What is going on, people? Men and women alike are guilty of this. So just quickly run down. You might want to make sure you're comfortable. Have a really good pillow, really good mattress. Kick the dogs out of the bed. Kick the cats out of the bed. kick the kids out of the bed, kick the mother-in-law out of the bed. You need to limit your caffeine and your alcohol. You need to keep a normal schedule. You can't be traveling back east throughout the week and then expect to have a normal sleep cycle. Of course, you're going to be, I don't want to use the word addicted, but of course you're going to be in the habit of taking an Ambien, et cetera. Make sure you establish a bedtime ritual. For me, my bedtime ritual is a hot shower. I don't care if it's midnight and I had spent too much time on my show or my reports. Yeah, I do spend time on the show. I will still take a hot shower before I go to bed because I can't sleep without my hot shower. It stinks when the water heater blows and it doesn't mess you up, but I'd rather you have a ritual than be afraid that something could go wrong with your ritual. The ritual seems to help. Do not go to bed hypoglycemic. Your epinephrine will kick in and you won't be able to sleep. Having a bedtime snack or some complex carbs could help you, okay? But I don't want you eating chocolate before you go to bed because that could also, the theobromine could cause you to have a higher heart rate, respiratory rate, etc. But some complex carbs, cashews, chicken, turkey, soybeans, tuna, etc. Tryptophan deficiency, the 5-HTP, could be improved with certain foods. I'm not going to recommend going and getting tryptophan, but that may be an issue. We've talked about the melatonin. Some people take melatonin. Some people take valerian root. I'm not recommending that, although it's being discussed on HowStuffWorks.com. But there are other things out there besides the pill. Now, let's take a look at these little baby mice. And there is a mouse study that is looking at BPA and prostate cancer risk. Now, BPA has been in the news now for the last few years, scaring the daylights out of us because we've been told it's on everything. And I guess a study with mice suggests that exposure in the womb to BPA put males at greater risk for prostate cancer later in life. So does this mean that if you're pregnant, you need to avoid BPA because if you have a boy, they could be at risk for prostate cancer? Yes, it does. Okay, it could be in water bottles, soup cans, receipts, etc. Now, this is a study done in mice, okay? And I understand mice are very different than humans. I also find this kind of hard to study in humans because if you are 56 years old and have prostate cancer, somebody needs to talk to your mom and find out 56 years ago what she was exposed to. I mean, that's kind of hard, all right? But I think they are trying to study that in that way and multiple other ways. They say this research in mice provides the first direct evidence that exposure to BPA during development at the levels that we see day-to-day in our lives increases the risk for prostate cancer in human prostate tissue.
To say I love you.
Guys, call the show and tell me you love me. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We'll be right back.
I just called to say I love you. And that means
an e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Bankbirdie.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.